views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today, I'm actually very encouraged and inspired myself personally about this message today. We have a super new moon today. Today's May 25th, and it will be official at 3:44 p.m. Eastern time. So if you want to see when that is in your local time zone, you got to go check that out. But it's 3:44 here where I am. So this afternoon, in a few hours, we will officially be in that super new moon. But we feel that days before. I usually feel it anywhere from 5 to 7 days before an energy of a moon comes in, whether it's new, full, whatever. Now, we hear about super full moons, but this is a new full moon, so you're not going to really see it. But this energy is potent, and it has been potent, all this energy that's been coming in. So that's why I've been bringing them into the show. I've been following these energy patterns, listening to what people are sending to me and how I'm helping my clients or people that listen to the show or they write in or call in. And I'm also working, and I take time to meditate with the angels and ask for guidance. Like, what could we do to help ourselves in this time of huge transformation? And that's really what we've got going on. It's a big transitional year. Some of it feels overwhelming. Some of it feels really tough. We feel like we're losing things and we're not quite ready. And why is that happening? So we're going to go over this. And I'm working with Archangel Gabriel today, because Gabriel, he's the angel for communications. He really is great for communicating. He's great for creativity. And that's not just, it's not just about people that are in the creative arts or musicians or painters or whatever. You know, if you are an artist, you understand what I mean. But this is also helps people that don't feel like they're creative at all. People that want to find their way out of the box. You know, we talked about that last week. How can we find our way out of that box and be creative ourselves? I feel like I've never been creative about anything. Maybe some of you are saying that. Gabriel can help with that, because you don't want to second guess. A lot of that creativity is really, it's doubting what you feel inside, what you're picking up as your intuition, or maybe you don't even acknowledge it. Well, the angels are very much, from what they are sharing with me and the work that I do, is they're very much in a proactive state right now to help you trust your intuition. And we will talk about that a lot in the show every week, because that's what keeps coming in. Also, 2017 is a huge transformation year for relationships. Anyway, this new moon is in Gemini, and we just went through a very potent Scorpio full moon a few weeks ago. So, wow. Okay, whatever was going on that one pulled up, like, what do I need to work on? What do I need to release? Where do I need to heal? This new moon is going forward into that. I'm afraid, like, I'm not ready. Well, we're going to talk about all of these things today. We always have the lines open if you want to call in, if you have a question about this, because, you know, it's a big deal. It really is. We're changing the way we approach everything. And communication is really a big deal. This one's very important because how do we relate to others? How do we relate in our romantic relationships? Do we listen? Do we communicate clearly? How are we in business relationships? How are we in friendships, family, any of that? It's all about communication. You know, how are we communicating? The other part of this that's very big, and it always starts here, is how are we communicating and listening to ourselves, our higher self, that part of you that is trying to get your attention right now to guide you on to the next step in your journey. So that's what we have going on today. It's very interesting to me because I'm following these aspects and I've had some fascinating, I've been really deep in it recently in the last few months, really this whole year, just listening to how they want it to be different, because every day it's like you feel like you don't know anything. You know, you don't know what's going to change, what's, you know, if that's what we always did before, maybe that's not the way anymore. So I've been opening myself up to a flexibility of expanding my consciousness, things differently, to absorb them differently, to listen differently, because I feel like that's what I'm being guided to. And then I'm sharing whatever I have. And if it's not for you, that's fine. I tell you that every week. If it's not for you, that's fine. But this is what I'm sharing. I'm being true to who I am as a messenger to you. So if you're tuning into this, I want to welcome you. I hope that you find inspiration and guidance to find your unique way in any of these things. So, things that has been happening also is I'm getting a lot of visits from different animal spirit guides, and you know I love that. If you've been, you know that I love that part. Spirit will come that way. It's usually coming through working with my higher self that will come in different ways that way. The angels are very clear when they come to me the way they do, but I've had several come in, and I mean, I'm working with them individually. I would have shared them if they were for everyone. Those were something for me, but this morning I did pick up something that was amazing. My co-host Emmy, if you don't know, my big Akita buddy that's over here sound on the show, until somebody rings the doorbell and then you might hear her. But we always go on a nice meditative walk every morning. And today I heard something I've never heard before. And I love being outside in nature. And I listen to everything, the cicadas singing, the crickets, the frogs. This was a sound I've never heard before except one other time. And I was fascinated because I honestly wasn't sure who or what it was. Well, it was insects, I think. But when I listened deeper, it sounded like ancient shamans, or, you know, with the shakers. And I heard the shakers and it had a rhythm to it, like drum beats. And I was in awe. We just stopped. We were in a thick area on a path of woods. And I just stopped and listened. I've never heard that before. I loved it. And wow. Now, see, that's just paying attention and being aware. You probably walk past things like this all the time and don't realize, oh, that was a message and I didn't pick it up. Just those little things that are subtle like that, if you start tapping into them, you can put a pattern together. I've also seen the crows coming around. And that doesn't mean a negative thing, guys. Just transition, big changes coming. I see that. I know that. And when you see things that you know mean change, it doesn't mean to be afraid of it or scared of it. That's probably the biggest thing that holds us up. And I'm going to go into that as well. If you are joining us on the video live stream, we have the chat open over there. If you want to check that out, you can go to my website, jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. We have a few people in there, so hello to everyone that's over there. and it's good to see you guys there. And I know that this one is going to be a big deal for everybody. There's a lot of positives in the changes coming. It's not negative, guys. It feels negative when we resist it. When we resist and we're afraid of it, that's when it feels like something bad, okay? And sometimes we misunderstand those big changes coming. Maybe you see a big job change or a relationship change and you're thinking, this is a loss. There's another side to this. What if that needs to happen for something better to come in? And it just depends on the details. But we have choices. We're going to talk about all of this today because there's a lot of inspiration that Gabriel is bringing in about this energy. This new moon is heralding in a brand new pathway for us. It's kind of like, here it comes, guys. It's time. Get on the train. And, you know, we've been gradually building up to this thing, and it's here. So that's what we're talking about. So I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep going with messages and guidance, insight with Archangel Gabriel for this new moon that comes in today in just a few hours on May 25th. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature. Enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire. Allow more light with more ease and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
And We are back. Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. I'm Dr. Jen, and we're talking about this new moon energy in Gemini that comes in today in just a few hours. This is May 25th. If you're listening to the podcast, that's what we're talking about. And Archangel Gabriel, his guidance for this energy that we're in. Well, to understand the messages that he brought, a little bit about this energy with this moon is it's a Gemini moon, and Gemini is an air sign. It's thought. It's about the thoughts, okay, deep in the thoughts. It's a very important time to pay attention to what our thoughts are focused on, and Gabriel came in with things about that. So he also is to help us not be afraid. So when we're going through so much change, fear can, you know, rear its head and cause us to worry and, you know, oh, I don't know about this or that. And you kind of fret a little bit because you're not sure. It's, you know, it's really very normal. I even find that, you know, I'll do it sometimes, but then I've learned to as quickly as possible. No, we're not going to do that. I'll hear it. I'll acknowledge it, but then I'll choose something different. That's the key word, guys, choose. So it doesn't mean that you can't do it. It means that you can choose. So sometimes we have to choose a lot. Some days you have to constantly remind yourself, oh, what's going on now? Why do I fret this? It's the unknown. And fear of the unknown is really an energy fear of the future. If you think about it, we're afraid of what might happen that hasn't even happened yet. And we don't know it, so we can't control it. And I'm just throwing it out there because this type of energy, if we're focusing on that, this energy that's coming through with this moon can feel intense or a bit rough. And I know that it can take you all over the place because moon energy takes us through emotions and that, in you know, that subconscious, that what's deep inside stuff. So it's pulling it out and it's really making us look clearly at what we're focusing on. So if you feel like, oh, why can't I go to sleep? Has anybody been having that lately? Like in the last week or so, like, you just are thinking so much that you can't go to sleep, you know, the overthinking. It's probably this Gemini influence because it's very thought-provoking. It's very thought-related. And this energy is looking for acknowledgement. It wants you to pay attention to your thoughts and look at the thoughts that are not supporting in your best interest, and we're finding ways to change them and look to where you can put your thoughts in a different place. It's like, I can't help my thoughts. I hear everybody saying things like that out there. No, thoughts are going to come in. They happen to everybody, but they can also be, you can also change and choose. My intention is to focus somewhere else that will be better for me. I do it all the time, guys. My thoughts will go up and down. I mean, I was raised in, it was just the mindset of the generation really to be worried and afraid of everything that might happen. And I had to come up and out of that. And so, you know, that's like an old programming really. And a lot of you may be feeling like that. And you take and you look at it and you go, you know, just not going to do that anymore. You just get to the point where no. And once you face it, like, okay, I acknowledge that I'm afraid of what might happen tomorrow. I'm afraid this won't work out. I'm afraid to make a choice. Acknowledge it, hear it, and then say, okay, now we're going to look for some solutions and we're going to ask for some guidance. And the angels will nudge you. You'll get the synchronicities and you listen and you go with that. Like I was talking about this morning with the power animals that have been coming through, I've had amazing power animals come through. Now, you guys know I have the white horse, right? That's my icon. That's the symbol of transformation. But then you have a black horse that can come through, and that's not negative. That's not negative at all. That's coming through with, I had this one come through, and it was amazing, and it was the strength within me coming through to overcome anything that's shadowing me. And it was showing that your shadow or that darker side or that fierce side can be channeled into a positive to make your mountains move, to make things change in your life, And I love that. So I'm working on a painting with that one because it just was so inspirational. But then when those sounds of nature came through and it sounded like the shamans with the shakers, and what is that? If you don't know what that is, they're shaking to bust up energy when around a person, you know, when they're shaking and there's the drum beats in the, you know, tribal stuff. And it's to, it's with the energy. That's the quickest way to say it, because I don't want to spend too much time there. It was speaking. It was speaking like, we're busting up this energy for it to go away. And I asked, I said, I had this big chill go right through me. And it was right when I had asked Gabriel, I was reaching out to Gabriel before the show today when I was on that walk. I said, what do you want me to share with them today? And this was, the energy is shaking it up so it'll be easier to release. And that was one of the big things to share with you. And I was very excited. I had just, you know, just that sensation of vibration go through. And I love that. I was excited that I could share that one with you because the energy is supporting us with this new moon to change it, to do what you need to do. And the other thing that was so amazing was, because it's about communication and creativity. Now, this part would be more the creativity, like, I can't figure out how to change this up. This will help you find that way. We talked about that last week, about finding a way around the obstacle. The water will always find a way around the rock. That's where you'll be your best hero, that kind of thing. And you can do this because we are strong within ourselves. We're stronger and more capable than we in our conscious mind give us credit. This energy wants to show you that. Gabriel wants you to hear the communication coming from your higher self within and hear it. Hear what you need to do in your path going forward. And nobody can really tell you that. It's coming from within you, and you want to trust it. Some people have written in and they've said, I don't feel I'm hearing anything. And I think we got that last week. But I want to address that again, because sometimes if you've been through a lot of change, it's simply a time of rest and to be in the stillness, because being in the stillness and comfortable with the quiet is there. Well, my light bulbs just came on. Hello, guys. All of a sudden, and there's no weather going on, everything just went crazy on the lights. And that was all by itself. So you know how they, you know, talk with electronics. So hi, guys. I guess they liked what I said. I don't know. That took me by surprise. And I feel like I need my sunglasses on right now. If you're watching the video, it just got really, really bright in here. But I love that. So is that the light shining down on this show? I will take that as a yes. Thank you for that little message from above. And now it's going to level out, I think. Oh, my gosh. That just took me by surprise. Well, you have within you this incredible innate power that is everything you need to conquer everything that's going on in your life. You do not need anything else. It's trusting that. It's trusting that part of you. This energy wants to communicate to you what you need to hear. And each one of us wants to listen to that part within ourselves. So taking that quiet time, if that's what's happening for you, you don't have a whole lot of activity going on, it's okay. That quiet time is actually a fantastic time to get in touch deeper within. Don't worry about whether there's anything coming through or not. Just be in the peacefulness. There's no drama. There's no crisis. It's just the quiet. And those are blessings too. I call those the blank canvas. So guys, don't disregard those blank canvas moments as, I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting anything. If you've been through a very big chaotic transition or lots of things happening in your lifetime and it's just been a big healing time for you, sometimes we have to get used to there's nothing there to worry about. And that's good too. So that's a communication as well. Now, Gabriel also very creatively, this is encouraging us, even if you're not creative or do anything in the arts, to do something creative. Maybe it's just redecorating a room. Maybe it's learning how to paint. Maybe it's learning how to play an instrument. Maybe it's just listening to music. That's creative too, because the frequency of music is very powerful. I personally, when I really want to connect with the angels, I listen to classical music without words. I know you guys with the words, I know you guys like the music with the words, and I'm not discounting that. But when I need to go deep, and when I'm painting, when I'm tapping in that way, I like to paint. That's how I do it. I use classical, and I use a gentle classical, you know, just something calm. That can get very dramatic too and go all over the place. But honestly, I just put it on and I completely go to another place. There's something about the frequency of notes in that that just connect for me. For you, it might be something different. But even if you don't feel like you have a creative side, doing or being around something creative is going to help you a lot right now with the communication on the spiritual side of things. Because the transformation has to come from that side of you. The left side that knows all the programming and how we've always done it is not the creative side. We have to create new programs to run them on the other side, if you want to look at it that way, from a mental point of view, which is kind of this Gemini energy that we're in. So we're talking about this new moon energy, how it's about communications, and how we're really going to make this happen. Stay with us. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
We'll be right back.
Hello there. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening or watching our video live stream here of the Jen Royster Show, and I'm Dr. Jen. We're talking about guidance from Archangel Gabriel about this new moon today coming up in just a few hours on May 25th. It's a super moon. It's got a lot of energy. I want to take a moment and address the chat over in the video live stream. If you guys want to check that out, I have all of that on the talk show page at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We have lots of comments coming in today over there, and I just want to say hi, guys, and I'm hearing and acknowledging you. It's easier for me to answer you this way than to try to type because I can't type and talk at the same time. One of the talents that we just don't want to go there. Anyway, we have people talking all kinds of stuff here. We've got people that notice Jupiter. Hi, Candace. We have Angel Light, that she has a tiger that comes to her. We've been talking about the power spirit animals. And, you know, she likes to paint, too. It looks like she does art stuff, too. Also, we have Karen. Hi, Karen. And looks like Karen needs to write. So that's what I'm getting from what she's saying. But, you know, there's all kinds of things going on over there. If you guys want to join the chat, they're over there amongst each other, show together. And it's good to see them guys out there. If you know, creativity really does open things up. We have so many things. And some of you, yes, it might be journaling. Honestly, if you're one of those that love to journal and just put your thoughts down, that's a fantastic thing. Even if it's one or two sentences a day, do it, you know. There is so many ways that you can find a way to move this energy, okay? Absolutely, you can do that. So I'm going to go back into some of the things while they're over there hanging out and you guys are over there listening. We want to talk a little bit more about what Gabriel wants to help us with this energy. Now, this energy is mind-provoking, okay? It's thought-provoking. It's about that. We talked about that. Energy comes in many forms. And when I was talking about the fear earlier, fear is a form of energy. Your thoughts are energy. That's what they are. You can choose to observe them versus they are what your identity is. I mean, some people identify with all their emotions. Think about that. Have you ever thought of it that way? And when you are looking at this from a, you know, third perspective, you know, like outside looking in, it makes a little bit more sense as to, wait a minute, if you thought of it, if you were inside, you're watching people or the activity on a street, you know, just passing by, you're seeing that as a third party. If you were to imagine that that was the emotions or the thought, that's how you can see it from a third perspective, and it actually will make more sense to you. And you see fear going by, fretting and worrying. You'll see happiness go by. You'll see, you know, all these different things going by that are actually your thoughts, your concerns, you know, what ifs, you know, what choice do I need to make? Do I need to leave this job and go to a new one? Do I need to leave this relationship? Here's the thing, guys, if something's coming in consistent, and Gabriel brings this up again, he's saying over and over, he goes, you will gravitate to the thoughts that you're putting all your attention on. Where is your energy going? So if you don't like what you're thinking about, or it worries you and concerns you, you do want to find something that will pull you out and kind of trip it up a little bit, like a distraction. It really does help, you know, get yourself out of your own head, so to speak, a little bit. Give it a break. Go do something that will take your mind off of it. That's not escaping. As much as, you know, something like, well, as you know, you can't avoid. But if you are struggling in a loop, and this is one of the things that Gabriel said to me, he said, got to get out of the loop. You got to bust up the loop. Find a way to break it open and make a doorway. The doorway will lead you out of this box because the loop is creating the box around us. You'll feel stuck. You don't have to feel stuck right now. The energy right now really is supporting to make those major changes that you need to make. One of the biggest things that's coming through with this one is what major changes within you personally came up maybe a few weeks ago and highlighted around that full moon. What that one was about was, whoa, this is what we need to do. This is what we've got to do. This is what keeps coming up. This is what I'm procrastinating about. Look at where you're procrastinating and what you need to take action on, because the information that I receive daily, and I work with angels every day. I love to just hang out with them, honestly. I meditate with them every day. They keep me going, even when I don't feel like it. Yeah, I don't feel like it sometimes either. And they throw me right back in there and they go, we got you. You're going to do this. And I end up having one of the best days ever when I just fall into that and let it go. And if you were to take that moment and go, what do I need to change? What do I need to take action on? What do I know I need to do that I'm like dragging my feet on? Give some notice to that. Pay attention to that and find a way out of that box, because it's the best time to do it, because the universal energy right now is supporting a big movement forward in a different direction, different perspectives, changing the way we see and react to things and the things we focus our thoughts on. The things we focus on are what we're going to draw in more of. So this is kind of going with that law of attraction a little bit. So a lot here. If you kept going down that path of fear and worry, I mean, you can almost make yourself physically sick with that. I mean, I've seen where that can happen. So many opportunities right now, but it won't come in unless you empty and dump out that box and get rid of the old stuff. You've got to let it go. So you know what those things are. You do. You know what they are. A lot of people go, well, I'm not sure. I can't make a choice. That's fear. I'm going to call it for what it is. Fear is what makes you feel locked, like you can't make a choice. You'll just feel stuck. You'll feel, oh, wait, do this or that. And then like, what? And if you sit there and you go, well, if I make this choice, if I decide to make this big change, and then you go all the way down and you fret and worry about it. There you go. That's where you want to start shifting that up. You want to stop that. Don't go down that bunny trail, okay? Don't do that. But you're looking for consistent messages that come to you. And, you know, you can test this. You absolutely can ask for validation with angels. I bet a lot of you didn't realize that. You can ask them to, okay, this is, like, say you picked up something intuitively, like you should end or change up something major in your life. I'm going to keep it very generic because I don't want to influence anybody's thoughts with anything right now. And you go, well, this is what I think I should be doing. This is what I'm hearing. I don't know. Look at it positively. Look for something positive. Look for something that if I make this change, what will happen? You know, what will be a positive out of it? You know, what can I learn and grow with? You know, if you were to really have a positive perspective with it and ask for validation, is this right? That message to do that will consistently come in. You will consistently get synchronicity to validate, yes, this is coming from your higher self. This is the path. If it keeps changing, it hasn't settled into the choice yet. And that doesn't mean you're not going to ever receive the choice. It means that might be a timing. It might be you got to wait. It's like spinning the top and waiting for it to stop spinning. You know, you know what I mean? You roll it. You got to just wait for it to stop, and you wait because it's still spinning. It's not ready yet. So there is nothing to fear. There is nothing to worry about with this energy. This energy is a very positive momentum energy forward if you will allow it. If you will allow it, if you have intention to move forward, it will let you move forward. Michael came in as well because of the fear factor here. Michael comes in because Michael is a great angel to work with. If you're really feeling stuck in that box with the fear and fretting and worrying and you know, you just can't quite get past that, and you're just having trouble with that, ask him to help you cut those cords of fear so you can tap into the courage within you, because there is a part of you within your heart and within your higher self that knows exactly what to do. There is no fear, and knows exactly the timing, knows where to go, what to do, how to be. So honestly, you just need to take a deep breath and go, oh, let me just let this thing unfold and see what happens. Now, there's two sides to that. If you let it unfold and follow it, that doesn't mean just don't do anything. You want to pay attention to the messages that are coming to you. Maybe you're seeing the number frequencies and sequences, like 333-555-111. Okay, if you're seeing those, dig into the information for that. Maybe the power animals are coming to you like they do to me. I get the numbers and the power animals a lot. And nature speaks to me very easily. That's just one of the easiest ways for me to receive. So I love tapping into that. If you feel overwhelmed at any point, take a deep breath, take a time out, take 2 minutes, and ask for peace to just fill you. We're just not used to opening our heart. We're afraid it's going to get hurt. Now's the time to get rid of that thought, because we need an open heart to move forward. And that's a big one. Now we got to take one more break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this up. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about Archangel Gabriel guidance for this new moon today on May 25th. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down. Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. This is our last segment, so we're going to wrap it up. I'm going to go back over to the video chat because, wow, those guys over there are really doing an awesome job sharing with one another. And I just wanted to pick up a couple of them. I am reading those, and I see you guys over there, and this is good stuff. By the way, I want to address the ringing in the ears. Karen, yes. In fact, for me, in the last week, one side has been a higher pitch than I've ever heard and louder. It's been coming in for a good week, very consistently, in and out, in and out. And I know what it is. I know it's energy. And if you guys have ever checked out, and you'll have to look this up because I don't have time to go into it, but there's something called the Schumann resonance, and it's the energy magnetic, electromagnetic field. It's how they measure that of the earth, and it was at a low frequency all this time, and it's been spiking very high. So it's just another thing that's very interesting, and I can't really go into that right now. It's interesting to go check it out. You might want to look into that. We also have where it looks like angel light, good for you, angel light, because, you know, financial freedom, and you said that one came in for you twice, it looks like. I'm abbreviating quickly. And you know what? I love what you're saying, because sometimes we don't think we deserve it. Sometimes we don't. But when we realize, wait a minute, that's a thought that I can change. And if I observe that as a thought that's walking by as a third party, you know, remember, look at it that way, I'm going to change that I do deserve financial freedom. And that's what my blessings and wish to you are. And, you know, if you guys are hearing those frequencies, you know, and there's nothing going on, you don't have anything medically wrong, don't be alarmed by it. There is a lot going on with the shifting in the energy out there. I mean, it really is one of the most potent energies ever. If you're picking up on it, you're hearing it. You're hearing this higher frequency. We will adjust. It will adjust. We will acclimate. Our bodies are tuning and fine-tuning to it. They're trying to adjust and acclimate to it, and they will. It's not something to be concerned about that way. I mean, you want to make sure medically you're okay, but one of the things that you can do to make sure you're healthy and okay is changing those negative thoughts, those fear thoughts, and choosing to change them. Make an intentional choice that you are going to shift that. I know a lot of people are going up and down with that, maybe depression, up and down. I want to talk to you for just a moment. I know things get tough out there. I've been there too. I have. I know how things can feel sometimes, but this energy will support you. Reach out and ask them to come down and help you. Ask Michael to cut some of those cords and give you some breathing space, but then you pick it up and you go, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going to pick myself up out of this and I'm going to move forward. And I know that deep inside you, every one of us, no matter what you may have going on as a challenge, we have a higher self that can persevere past the physical anything. And I'm not saying that there's not people out there that don't need help. And if you do, please reach out and don't go through it alone. That's why we do this show. That's why we have this chat. People are over there relaxing and enjoying the show together and sharing their thoughts with one another with what they've experienced. And I want that. I want this to feel like a group, guys. And when you know that you have the capability deep inside you, and you can trust that intuition to change, you can shake down anything that is trying to get in your way. I think she said, somebody's asking about what do I mean by shaking it up? Okay, hang on. not quite sure what you're referring to. And now I'm literally, what did I say? But what shaking it up really is shaking the vibration that's binding that situation. I want you to think about this. that's what the shakers and shamanism, you know, they're busting up that energy so they can free it and release it and heal it. You can do that with just that. If you shake up the energy, shake up the thought, distract. Don't let those thoughts drag you all the way down into that mud, you know, or just pull you down like that. And if, when they are doing that, just stop and give yourself a moment and say, you know what, I'm going to shake this vibration up so I can find a way to get out of this. And I don't need to be stuck in this. And I can find a way to make a crack in this loop cycle around me where I can find a way out. It can happen. It can happen for all of us. I know that I've seen this happen with people that they didn't think they had anything. They didn't think they had another, they had no choices, no options. They do, they can. And I also, guys, I want you to know that we can't control everything or other people. You're going to see a lot out there with people that maybe they're choosing a different path that you would rather them not. Everybody is choosing for themselves right now. And I know that can be kind of tough, and we have to release control of that as well. The way we can help others is to shine within ourselves outwardly. And the way to do that is to acknowledge our thoughts. What are we focusing on? What's our intention? Do we need to release and heal something? Because when we have love within us, that's how we can relate love to another. This show is about how we relate to one another in this energy with Gemini, and we will relate with whatever is resonating within our frequency. So that is one of the biggest ways we can help one another right now, is to make sure that what we are sending out is coming from our truest self and our love. You might have days where you don't feel like that. Guess what you need to do on days like that? You need to take a time out. And you need to go here, and you need to heal it, and you need to make sure that love is here. Self-love is one of the most important things you can do so you can send love out to another. In relationships, if you're looking for a relationship, if you're trying to sort something out in a relationship, the best thing we can do to find those resolutions and to heal is to make sure we have love within ourselves. And one of my themes that I have is be love and love will embrace you. And that's exactly what I mean by that phrase. We need to be the love that we want to receive. That is first and foremost probably one of the most important things we can do. If we go down the pessimistic or negative attitude thing, you know, you're going to get focused on that. So right now, this energy is supporting you to pay attention to where are you putting your thought? Where is your energy on your thoughts? Gemini is thought-provoking, and it's also a great opportunity with this energy to release and move forward because it's the beginning of something brand new, to take it up another notch. So guess what? Is it really worth all of that effort? If there's an energy or a thought or a concern that just is just making you crazy, is it really worth it? Can we just let it go? Can we try to do that? This is how we can move forward, because you can see a new perspective and a completely new angle on, oh, I had no idea that things were like this if I would just look at it this way. So when we change the way we look at things in our relationships and how we reach out, everything changes for the better. I want to thank everyone for listening and enjoying and sharing in the chat. You guys are awesome over there, and it was great to see you guys talking and sharing with each other, and please do come back. We will be here next week, and we're going to do the angel messages for the month of June. That's what we're going to do next week. I want to say much love and good vibes, and go out there and be the love that you want to receive. Thanks so much for listening. Namaste.
You've
been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.